So a lot of people texting in 502-571-9970 why you're maybe dating the person you're dating for reasons other than love.
One guy texted in and said, I date a girl because she brings me free McDonald's. The only reason. She brings me McDonald's, so I'm going to stay with her.
Caitlin.
So I stayed. I had graduated high school, and I needed just to get out of the house. So I just moved in with this guy. You know, we were together for a year, and I just needed to get out of the house after graduating. So I just kind of moved in with him and did my own thing.
So you dated him for the rent. Hey, Tanya.
I wanted to have kids, and my dad said I had to be married. So I found a random guy, dated him for only a couple weeks, married him just for the purpose of having kids, and stayed with him for about 8 years just to make my dad happy.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, Tanya.
So wait, you had kids with someone you didn't love?
Only dated a couple weeks just because I wanted kids, and my dad said I had to be married, so I just picked a random guy.
Wait, were you honest with this guy about your feelings, or did he think the entire 8 years that you loved him?
Was this like a Madonna Guy Ritchie sort of relationship?
I don't know. I loved him. I wasn't in love with him, but...
All right. Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, so you didn't want to give us a name, so I love where this is going already.
Well, okay. No, but the reason I'm not giving my name is because it's super uncommon.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, if it were like Amanda or Susan or something, I mean, that would be fine.
Okay. Can we just call you Susan?
How about Rita? That's my alias name.
Oh, okay.
Rita. Oh, I love that you have an alias name that you need to use a lot.
All right. So, Rita, tell us why you stayed with a person.
Okay. So, we dated, and by like the second date, I just knew this guy was like full of crap, full of himself. But, I mean, like 2 weeks into it, for one thing, I don't know that's really appropriate, but he gave me multiples.
Okay. You stayed with him for the sexual sessions.
No, that's the bad part. He would buy groceries and cook all the time, and he made the best homemade angel food cake.
Oh, my God. This took so many turns. Rita, I can't even follow this.
You know how good it is, like, to find a really good homemade angel food cake?
I can't right now.
But I mean, he still holds the record for multiples.
Okay. So, all right. You know? Great.
Sounds like he's got a lot of skills.
I know. Rita, I thought this was going one way, and I was like, okay, got it. And then it just took a completely left turn.
Yeah. Great cook. Great in bed, just terrible person. Very terrible person.
Make great angel food cake. Terrible person, but great angel food cake.
I'm serious.
Thank you, Rita.
I can't.
I can't. I'm like trying to process.
You know what?
I'm marinating in it.
But here's the thing. What?
Yeah.
Food is a driver. I mean, it is hard to find a good angel food cake. Anyways, if you want to continue.
So awkward.
Facebook, Twitter, @BenAndKellyShow.